Hey, please come in.
It's good to see you again. I'm so glad you booked another session with me. How have you been? Good. That's really great to hear. So, in our last session, you told me that you've been dealing with these strange thoughts regarding women. Am I right? You believe these thoughts were unhealthy and dangerous. Are you still having these thoughts? I see. You are still having them. Interesting. All right. Well, I hear you. So you decided to tell your friend about these thoughts. Huh. And what was their advice? Okay. Well, I don't agree with that at all. Telling you that you should feel guilty, that these are bad thoughts, and you should try to repress them? I do not agree with that whatsoever. I know that. Yeah, I know that in our last session, we only scratched the surface. Just a bit. But honestly, the thoughts you've been having are 100% correct. The truth is, women really do exist in this world to serve men. Our bodies are made to give men pleasure. Our mouths, our pussies, our asses. Yeah, these holes were created for your satisfaction. And that is just a fact. I don't think you should suppress these thoughts or feel the tiniest guilt for having them. Why should you feel guilty for wanting to keep women like me in their place? After all, women today have gotten so loud and unruly. We've forgotten that our place is better served in the kitchen, or better yet, on our hands and knees, ready to serve thick, hard, throbbing cocks. Does that surprise you? A professional woman like me, so willing to object herself in front of her own patient? Well, after all, I graduated from college, became a psychiatrist, started my own private practice. It must be one of those man-hating feminist types, right? Surely a sophisticated woman like myself would never. Never ever degrade herself with thoughts of sucking cock. It's just like some cheap whore. Well, in fact, I understand that a woman's place in life is to suck cock. It is natural for a man to treat a woman's throat as a warm, wet fuck hole and empty his balls inside of her. Yes, I'm being serious. This is not some kind of psychological test. As a man, you have the right to fuck a woman's mouth whenever you want. It is a woman's job, her duty, to provide her holes for your pleasure. Well, you see, that is my professional opinion, both as a psychiatrist and a woman. So for this session, why don't we try something a little different? I'm gonna list down a few scenarios, and you're going to tell me what would you do in each one. I don't want you to tell me what you think you should do. I want to know what that voice inside your head, what those so-called bad thoughts are telling you to do. We'll see just how dangerous and unhealthy those thoughts are. Don't worry, this is all natural. And I assure you, there is nothing that you can say that will surprise me. I've heard them all, okay? All right. So for the first scenario, you're at a restaurant and you see a woman, like me, eating dinner with her partner. You decide that you find me attractive And you have the urge to relieve yourself by plunging your heart-throbbing cock down my warm, wet throat. What do you do? Hey, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Look at me. Anything you say will be kept private between us. You don't have to worry about offending me. All right? So please tell me, what would you do in this situation? I see. That's very interesting. Please, no, I'm not offended at all. If you want the woman to swallow a hot load of your cum, then they should do it. As a man, you have every right to pick me up, drag me to the bathroom, and savagely fuck me until I'm drowning in your warm, salty jizz. To be honest, you wouldn't even have to bother taking me elsewhere private. You could just fuck me right there at the table, even while my partner watches. Imagine throwing me on the restaurant table, tipping my head over the side, and just brutally ramming your cock down my throat, your cock head bulging inside of my neck as you use my throat as a pussy. Forcing me to choke and gag as you skull fuck my trembling body until I pass out. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The experience may be a little traumatic for my partner, but that shouldn't concern you. After all, this isn't about what they want or what I want. This is about what you want, what you need, and what you deserve. Besides, I think it would help all the women in attendance realize their place in society. That all women should be ready and willing to submit their bodies to men like you. Honestly, I think it's going to be a good learning experience, as well as a healthy show of your dominance, right? How are you? How do you feel? You still wish to continue? Don't worry, you're okay. Remember, this is all perfectly natural. Good. All right, in this next scene, a woman invites you into her home. Okay? You are a guest in her house, and she wishes to make you as comfortable as possible. So you suddenly felt the need to shove your heart-throbbing cock into a warm, wet fuckhole. What would you do? Again, it's okay. Don't hold back. I want you to express yourself as vividly as possible. I see. Very good. Oof, exactly what I expected. As both a man and a guest in my home, you have the right and the privilege to drag me into my bedroom and violate my body in the very bed that me and my partner share. By all means, stain the sheets with your cum and sweat. Paint my body with your jizz and leave me naked and broken like a cheap whore. You can make my partner watch as you violently molest me in front of them. While they're just there standing and watch with tears in their eyes. You could even wipe your cock and balls all over my face when you're done. Use me like a cum rag. Oh, smear me with your filth.
A dirty little fox slut who will clean your cock with my tongue. You can even use my asshole. Yeah, before you fuck my mouth. Oh my god. Yes, I'll suck your cock. Even it's been in my ass. I'll tell you to go ass to mouth on me, and I promise, I will clean you off really well afterwards. You'll never have to worry about making a mess when you've got a slut like me to clean you up. You can make the entire bedroom smell like stale sex and cum. So that whenever my partner rests their head on their pillow, the only thing they will be able to think about is the night that the woman that they love was brutally face fucked in front of them as they just stood there and did nothing. Tell me, are these the kind of unhealthy thoughts you're having? Because I honestly feel that thoughts like these are perfectly healthy. In fact, I would consider it strange if a man didn't think this way. Okay, final scenario. Your psychiatrist is sitting in front of you. She has a pair of huge, milky udders and a nice, fat hooker ass that is just begging to be squeezed. Yeah, she is wearing a tight, white, button-down blouse, no bra. So you can see her nipples through the thin fabric. She made sure to leave several buttons undone in order to expose a lot of her cleavage. She's also wearing a tiny black miniskirt, so when she bends over, you can see the curve of her shapely round ass. No, she's not wearing any panties either. She picked this outfit for one reason and one reason only: to give a man like you easy access to all of her holes. So, what do you do? Well, what's wrong? It seems clear from a psychological view. You know what you really want, don't you? You want to know what would it feel like to slide your cock into her warm, wet mouth. You want to feel her throat muscles just squeezing your dick. And I'm here to tell you that's okay. It's okay that I lost the script again. Okay. It's okay. Okay. And I'm here to tell you that's okay. It's okay to force your cock down her tight throat. It's okay to stretch it open as wide as you can. And it's okay to skull fuck her dirty fucking face. Good. You're finally coming to terms with your feelings, it seems so. This is very, very healthy. Now, pull out that hard dick for me. Very nice. I'm going to get down on my hands and knees and open my mouth as wide as I possibly can. And then you will shove your cock all the way down my throat, and I will suck all your cum right out of your cock, okay? Because that alone is my duty as a woman. I exist on this earth for one reason and one reason only: to serve a man.
There. Now, grab the back of my head and slam it down on your cock. Make me feel your hard dick throb at the back of my throat. Force me to gag on it. Well done. I'm doing so good. Now, fuck my face as hard as you can. Don't be afraid, I can take it. Shove your thick cock down my tight throat and stretch me open. Shove your cock down as far as you can. Make me feel your dick throbbing past my tonsils. Fuck my face until I'm choking and gagging and crying. Make it so my head is far down your cock that I can lick your balls while I'm sucking your cock on your dick. Very good. Yes. Oh, very good. You made so much progress. Look at that. Now, I want you to come down my throat. Yeah, I want you to drain your balls inside of me and pump a thick, heavy load in my belly. Fill me with your cum. A very productive therapy session. Oh, I think we really made some good progress today. Really good progress. My goodness. Oh, you came so much. I am afraid I couldn't swallow it all. Don't worry about the mess. Yeah, a few spit and cum stains should be expected in this line of work, right? My makeup. Oh, don't worry about it. Oh, I know. It's mirrored quite badly, isn't it? Well, I suppose. I do look like a cheap whore, don't I? Oh, God. Just imagine what my partner will think when I go home tonight. My clothes ruined and my makeup smeared and my belly just filled to the brim with my patient's cum. My lips and chin are covered in your jizz and I'm not going to clean it because you haven't told me to. I wonder what my partner will say when I kiss them tonight with my lips covered in your cum. Oh well.
Now, before you leave, make sure you schedule an appointment with my secretary. The sooner the better. The sooner the better. Okay, then. Well, you have a good week. And be sure to call me if you need anything. I mean, anything. Take care. Goodbye.
Send in my next patient, please.